A taste of sunshine. Discover the most famous product in the Canary Islands. Have you ever visited the Canary Islands and enjoyed the delicacy that is a Canary Islands banana? Bananas are typical fare in Canary Islands culture, not only because of their high nutritional value, but also because they are part of the identity and history of the Canarian people. What's more, the cultivation, production and distribution of bananas play a key role in the island's economy. Many families depend on this activity as a primary source of income. It is also a significant source of income for the region, both nationally and internationally. We want you to know about this product that is held in such high regard in the Canary Islands and around the world. Did you know that the Canarian banana has its roots in Asia? The Canarian banana is no common banana. It belongs to the Cavendish variety, with a smaller size, yellow skin and black spots that appear as it ripens. These spots, as well as its sweet taste, are its great hallmark. Although the Canary Islands banana is a representative fruit of the islands, its origins can be traced back to Southeast Asia, specifically India and Malaysia. Thanks to the sailors who carried cargo to feed themselves on their long journeys, starting in the early 15th century, banana plantations began to crop up in the archipelago. The Canary Islands played a crucial role in the discovery of the new continent America. Due to their geographic location, the Canary Islands were a convenient place for fleets to stop and replenish before continuing on their journey. Furthermore, the Canary Islands were very important in the plant and crop trade, and had a significant impact on agriculture and diet on both continents. The Canary Island banana, a symbol of identity. The people of the Canaries, given the widespread shortages at the time, were very grateful for the arrival of this new crop, and banana consumption soon spread across all the islands. British travelers who passed through the islands also took a fancy to them, which boosted their consumption abroad. So much so that since the early 20th century, the cultivation of bananas in the Canary Islands has expanded to today's 9,000 hectares. The Canary Islands banana has gradually become a staple in the fruit bowls of millions of households, taking on an iconic status. The importance of bananas in regional culture. The Canary Islands are the only region of the European Union where bananas are grown for sale, a practice that is regulated and protected, and through economic agreements between suppliers and consumers. So much so there are even celebrations dedicated to it, such as the Banana Festival on La Palma, where various competitions and parades are organized to promote the banana culture. In Gran Canaria, you can visit a museum dedicated to this culture. Called the Museo del Plátano de Gran Canaria, it's located in the municipality of Arucas, on the grounds of Hacienda La Recompensa. It's an interpretation center dedicated to the history and influence of this crop on the island. Visiting hours are 10 to 17 o'clock every day of the week. And on the island of Tenerife, there's the Casa del Plátano, in the municipality of Icod de los Vinos. It's on an old estate where you can learn the history of the production of this fruit on the island. The museum is open daily from 11 to 19 o'clock, and admission costs 3 euros. Large-scale banana production in the Canary Islands. After the declaration of the Canary Islands as a free trade zone, the sale of bananas commenced and has since been one of the central pillars of Canarian economy. It was in the early 1880s that some British exporting companies set up shop in the islands to ship fruit to the European continent, mainly to Great Britain. However, the cultivation of bananas in the Canary Islands is in decline compared to other times due to the opening of the single European market and the current situation affecting the two main islands responsible for their production, Tenerife and La Palma. The various fires that have hit these two islands in recent years, as well as the low profit margin of bananas, are gradually leading farmers to give up on this crop. In addition, in La Palma, the eruption of the Cumbre-Vieja volcano affected more than 500 producers, causing a deep and irreparable loss of arable land and plantations. Despite the challenges and obstacles, locals continue to preserve this tradition and to carry on a legacy that has turned into much more than a simple food. The Canary Islands banana represents the perseverance of a people and its ability to adapt, while continuing to satisfy local and foreign palates alike with its unparalleled taste and quality. In a globalized world where food travels long distances before reaching our tables, the history of the Canary Islands banana reminds us of the importance of local agriculture and its influence on the culture and identity of a region. In the Canary Islands, the banana is an integral part of the merienda. For years, local families have used bananas as the main ingredient in a multitude of snacks. A good fruit salad, a delicious banana bread, or crushed banana with gofio or biscuits are some of the recipes that have been the Canary Island merienda par excellence for the little ones in the house. There are many different recipes made with this fruit, both sweet and savory, such as fried banana, banana croquettes and even banana liqueur, which is made by mixing a natural banana infusion with schnapps. To make a delicious banana bread, you will need 185 g of flour, 3 very ripe bananas, 75 g of butter, 150 g of brown sugar, 5 eggs, 5 g of vanilla syrup, 5 g of baking powder, a pinch of salt, a bit of cinnamon, some nutmeg and 90 g of walnuts. First, crush and mix the bananas in a bowl with the brown sugar, whole eggs and salt. Add the butter and mix well until smooth and creamy. Then add the dry ingredients, sifted flour, vanilla, nutmeg, cinnamon and baking powder. Continue mixing and lastly add the chopped walnuts and diced banana. Transfer this mixture to a long, metal mold covered in baking paper. Place it in the oven at 180°C for 20 to 25 minutes, or until it is well cooked. Let cool and that's it.